KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and breezy and 24 degrees. We look for a chance of flurries this morning, becoming partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high around 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In state news, State Representative Pat Grassley, the grandson of U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, has announced that he plans to seek re-election to the Iowa House. The move ends speculation the younger Grassley is hoping the governor named him state Ag Secretary whenever current Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey leaves for a job in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has for months been blocking a confirmation vote for Northey in the U.S. Senate. The two other Republicans have already announced they plan to run for state Ag Secretary in 2018. Ray Gasser, a farmer from Corning, who is a former president of the American Soybean Association, launched his bid last week.
Strong family farms grow strong, healthy communities and grow a strong, healthy Iowa. And I will work with farmers, with legislators, with citizens to share that message and, you know, encourage the idea that we're all in this together and we all have responsibilities that we can share.
Gasser says the goal should be a responsible but profitable agricultural sector. Gasser Farms has nearly been 100% no-till since 1991. And Gasser says his family plants cover crops on about half their corn and soybean ground.
Our goal on our farm is to have 100%. We just see real value in conserving the soil, giving that blanket of protection for Mother Nature and our soil that is needed in building organic matter, sequestering nutrients, all those things we're seeing a benefit from the practice.
In late October, former Iowa Farm Bureau President Craig Lang announced he's running for the Republican Party's 2018 nomination for the state Ag Secretary. Lang is the farmer from Brooklyn who also has served as president of the Iowa Board of Regents. No Democrat has stepped forward to announce plans to seek the elected post of state Ag Secretary. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday there were two recent arrests. On Saturday, 27-year-old Noren Bishop of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse, assault, and simple assault. And last Friday, 18-year-old Ethan Halterman of Atlantic was arrested for OWI. Both subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports three arrests took place last week in his county. On Friday, 28-year-old Colleen Nicole Denton of Greenfield was arrested on Adair County felony warrants for violation of probation and contempt of court for failure to be fingerprinted. Denton was being held in the Adair County Jail on a total of $5,100 cash or surety bond. Last Wednesday, 46-year-old Kevin J. Giles of Orient was taken into custody on a warrant out of Union County. Giles was turned over to Union County deputies. That same day, 58-year-old Stephen Eric Briesler of Des Moines was arrested on Highway 25 near Greenfield following a traffic stop. A deputy smelled the odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle, a 2003 Toyota Camry. Briesler admitted marijuana and pipe were smoking were in the car. Both were seized into evidence. Briesler was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was later released on $1,000 cash or surety bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office report also two men from Creston were cited January 14th and then released from the scene of their offense. Citations for driving under suspension were handed out to 18-year-old Alexander Samuel Edward Stires and 23-year-old Jeffrey Dwayne Ott. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest early this morning of 22-year-old Tyler White from Creston. White was taken into custody at around 2:30 a.m. for possession of paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,300 bond. And at around 4:10 p.m. on Monday, 33-year-old John Raymond Johnson of Murray was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of parole. Johnson remains in the Union County Jail without bond. Red Oak Police Monday morning reported the arrest of 21-year-old Tanner Ryan League of Red Oak. League was taken into custody at a residence in the 200 block of East Corning Street at around 10:45 a.m. He faces a charge of theft in the fifth degree for items valued at less than $200. His bond was set at $300. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are letting residents of the county know that the board intends to establish an ordinance regulating the operation of all-terrain vehicles and off-road utility vehicles in Cass County. The purpose of the ordinance is to set the regulations regarding the operation of those vehicles. on county roadways designated by the Cass County Board of Supervisors. Now, public hearings on the intent to establish the ordinance will be held in the boardroom of the courthouse in Atlantic. The first consideration to be held tomorrow morning at 8:35 a.m. A second consideration will be held at the same time on January 31st, and the third and final consideration, along with a vote for passage, will be held at 8:35 a.m. on February 7th. A copy of the proposed ordinance to be established is available for inspection in the office of the Cass County Auditor, on the Cass County website, or on the PDF link found under this same story on the news page at kjan.com. The Atlantic School Board will hold a work session tomorrow night at the High School Media Center. During their session, which begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, the board will continue discussions with regard to the district's athletic facilities, but no action will be taken. The board set aside January 24th as the date for discussions during their regular meeting on January 10th. The decision is expected by February 14th. At issue are safety and ADA compliance concerns with the Trojan Bowl and whether the facility should be improved or should activities be held there moved to the high school soccer field, making it a multi-purpose field. Following the adjournment, the board will enter into an exempt session as provided for in the Iowa Code to address any combination of the following, that being negotiating session, strategy meetings of public employers or employee organizations, mediation, and the deliberative process of arbitrators. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County report a Wisconsin man was arrested for aggravated assault, domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow following an incident Friday night in Macedonia. 23-year-old Sean Cody Lee Anderson of South Wayne, Wisconsin, was taken into custody at around 10:25 p.m. After a deputy was called to the area of Main and Potter Streets in Macedonia for a disturbance. Pott County Communications advised the deputy that the caller's son had allegedly tried to choke the caller's husband outside of the back 40 bar. Dispatch also advised the son had behavioral issues and that he was freaking out, and the caller's husband had since left the area. They also advised that the son, Sean Cody Anderson, was still in a vehicle, and it was uncertain if he'd calmed down yet. They noted the man had possibly changed his medication recently as well. Anderson was in a vehicle with two others at the alleged incident time when he started to choke the driver. The victim, 35-year-old Dustin Ray Boswell of Emerson, had apparent minor injuries, according to the sheriff's report. Anderson also had apparent minor injuries. An Oakland man was arrested at around 2:20 a.m. Saturday following an incident of assault in Oakland. Authorities say 30-year-old Miles Dustin Longcor was taken into custody after a deputy was dispatched to a domestic disturbance in the 300 block of Hill Street. Longcor was arrested on charges that include domestic abuse assault, first offense, and consumption of alcohol in a public place, first offense. He's alleged to have caused damage to a vehicle and the residence, the total amount of damage estimated at $1,200. The victim, Longcor's 35-year-old girlfriend, was not injured. Authorities say Longcor suffered apparent minor injuries during the incident. An Illinois man was arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop for speeding Saturday afternoon on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. The sheriff's office says that stop occurred at around 1:35 p.m. Deputy Brian Miller pulled over a 2007 Dodge Ram pickup near Council Bluffs. At the completion of the traffic stop, Miller conducted a probable cause search of the vehicle and found 75 pounds of marijuana. The driver, 28-year-old Jake Winchester of Mount Olive, Illinois, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance by concealing in transportation. Deputies responding to an incident in Trainer Saturday night arrested 54-year-old Troy William Mice of Crescent. Mice was charged with harassment in the third degree and interference with official acts. His bond was set at $300. The charges stem from an incident involving the man's girlfriend, who lives in Carson. A traffic stop at around 1 a.m. Saturday on a vehicle with an expired registration resulted in the arrest of 26-year-old Colton Lang of Council Bluffs, who faces a charge of OWI first offense. And a woman from Macedonia was arrested early Saturday morning for OWI first offense and interference with official acts. 32-year-old Megan Wente was taken into custody after her vehicle passed a deputy on patrol. The deputy noticed the vehicle was speeding and had a loud exhaust. He turned around and followed the vehicle for about a mile, noticing it was swerving all over the road. Not long thereafter, he noticed the driver had pulled over near the intersection of Highway 92 and Hope Lane. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.